خالق كل شيء is the creator of everything. عليم بكل شيء is knowledge of everything. خبير بكل شيء he is aware of everything. لطيف بكل شيء he exhibits his kindness towards everything. ليس كمثله شيء and there is nothing that is like Allah. يدبر الأمر من السماء إلى الأرض from the heavens to the earth. The arranger, fashioner, coordinator, originator of every condition, situation, circumstance, without advice or assistance from anyone, is one Allah alone. وَهُوَ الَّذِي فِي السَّمَاءِ إِلَهُ وَفِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَهُ. He is the Ilah of the heavens, He is the Ilah of the earth. اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُ. It is one Allah alone. Al-Hayy, living is Allah. Al-Qayyum is Allah. Living, He is free of body, free of shape, free of form. Living is free of nafs and ruh. Hayyun, alive, living. Hayyun qabla kulli hayy. Hayyun ba'da kulli hayy. Hayyun fawqa kulli hayy. Hayyun yumeetu kulli hayy. Hayyun la yushbihuhu hayy. Lam yazal wa la yazal. Living before every living. Living after every living. Living above every living. Living, you will give death to every living. Living, there is nothing living that is like Allah. Lam yazal wa la yazal. Allah was from forever. Allah will be forever. لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَمَا بَيْنَهُمَا وَمَا تَحْتَ الثَّرَى أَلَا إِنَّ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ أَلَا إِنَّ لِلَّهِ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Everything in the heavens, everything in the earth. Everything between the heavens and the earth, everything beneath the earth belongs to one Allah alone. Every cell in our bodies, every atom in this universe belongs to Allah. The seas, huwa alladhi sakhkhara al-bahr, belongs to Allah. The rivers, sakhkhara lakum al-anhar, belongs to Allah. The streams, fajjarna al-ardha uyuna, belongs to Allah. The crops and the vegetation, مَا كَانَ لَكُمْ أَنْ تُنْبِتُوا شَجَرَهَا أُنْظُرُوا إِلَىٰ ثَمَرِهِ إِذَا أَثْمَرَ وَيَنْعِي فَأَنْبَتْنَا فِيهَا حَدَائِقَ ذَاتَ بَهْجَةٍ أَنَّا صَبَبْنَا الْمَاءَ صَبَّا ثُمَّ شَقَقْنَا الْأَرْضَ شَقَّا فَأَنْبَتْنَا فِيهَا حَبًّا وَعِنَبًا وَقَضْبًا وَزَيْتُونًا وَنَخْلًا وَحَدَائِقَ غُلْبًا وَفَاكِهَةً وَأَبًّا. The fruit, the vegetation, the date, the fodder, the plant, the foliage of the jungle, all this belongs to one Allah. Animals belong to Allah. وَالْأَنْعَامَ خَلَقَهَا. Some are crawling, they belong to Allah. مِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَمْشِي عَلَىٰ بَطْنِهِ. Some are walking on 2 feet. مِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَمْشِي عَلَىٰ رِجْلَيْهِ. Some are walking on 4 feet. مِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَمْشِي عَلَىٰ أَرْبَعٍ. All this belongs to Allah. إن في خلق السماوات والأرض واختلاف الليل والنهار والفلك التي تجري في البحر بما ينفع الناس وما أنزل الله من السماء من ماء فأحيا به الأرض بعد موتها وبث فيها من كل دابة وتصريف الرياح والسحاب المسخر لآيات 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 لأولي الألباب. Allah says, verily in the creation of the heavens and the earth, in the variation of day and night, in the movement of your ship on the huge ocean, one wave is enough to swallow the whole earth. How is that tiny ship moving from Sri Lanka to Africa, moving from Sri Lanka to America? وَالْفُلْكِ الَّتِي تَجْرِي فِي الْبَحْرِ بِمَا يَنْفَعُ النَّاسِ وَمَا أَنْزَلَ اللَّهُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مِنْ مَاءٍ. The rain droplets belong to Allah. It is said every second from this atmosphere 16 million tons of water evaporate into the atmosphere from the earth, and every second from the atmosphere 16 million tons of water come back onto the earth. وَإِنْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا عِنْدَنَا خَزَائِنُهُ وَمَا نُنَزِّلُهُ إِلَّا بِقَدَرٍ مَعْلُومٍ. Allah said, whatever is found in this earth is from Allah's khazana, Allah's treasures. وَمَا نُنَزِّلُهُ إِلَّا بِقَدَرٍ مَعْلُومٍ. We are sending it down according to a set proportion, a set measure. Even this rain droplet, even this rainwater, look at the expression of Quran, أَنَّا صَبَبْنَا الْمَاءَ صَبَّا. أَنَّا صَبَبْنَا الْمَاءَ صَبَّا. Allah said, why don't you observe? Why don't you ponder and reflect at the strange manner in which the rainwater comes down? أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يُزْجِي سَحَابًا ثم يؤلف بينه ثم يجعله ركاما فترى الودق يخرج من خلاله. What is system Allah put into place? Evaporation of the waters of the ocean. It contains salt inside, which allows it to form a bubble. Then it rises up. And because salt has the quality of cooling, when it reaches a certain height, the need for separation takes place. And then these little bubbles come together in clouds. فَتَرَ الْوَدْقَ يَخْرُجُ مِنْ خِلَالِهِ. And Allah says, you see the rainwater coming out of the center of the cloud. What is the size of the cloud? What's the capacity of the cloud? وَالسَّحَابِ الْمُسَخَّرِ. Allah says, why don't you look at the rain cloud? Cumulonimbus is the name of one rain cloud. It is said it contains 300 million tons of water. 300 million tons of water, one rain cloud. Why don't we drown? Where's the pillar? Where's the support? And then أَنَّا صَبَغْنَا الْمَاءَ صَبَّا. Observe the unique manner in which the rain water comes down. It says an object the size of a rainwater, of a rain droplet. The average height of a rain cloud is 1200 meters. If you drop something the size of a rain droplet from 1200 meters high, when it reaches the earth, it should be traveling at the speed of 558 kilometers an hour. A bullet from a gun normally travels at 1670 kilometers an hour. So one-third the speed of a bullet, that rain droplet like a tiny bomb should be raining down on our head. The skull will get cracked, the buildings will be destroyed, cars will be destroyed, roads will be destroyed every time it rains. But Allah Ta'ala has fashioned that rain droplet in a certain way. The shape is a certain way. Then there is friction with the atmosphere. So many systems Allah has put into place. To speed breakers, to break the speed. So that instead of 558 kilometers an hour, by the time that rain droplet reaches the earth, it is traveling at 8 to 10 kilometers an hour. So with that soft pitter patter, as it lands on the earth, it is announcing to you, I was supposed to be a bomb, I was supposed to be a destruction, but I am a source of life, I am a source of coolness. Anna sababana al-ma'a safa. Witness the manner in which your Allah has favored you by making this rain droplet a source of rahmat and mercy, so that each time with that pitter patter, as it lands on the ground, it is announcing La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. Recognize the qudrat of Allah. ثُمَّ شَفَقْنَا الْأَرْضَ شَفْقًا. Allah says, we split the earth open for you. إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَالِقُ الْحَبِّ وَالنَّوَىٰ يُخْرِجُ الْحَيَّ مِنَ الْمَيِّتِ وَمُخْرِجُ الْمَيِّتِ مِنَ الْحَيِّ. أَفَرَأَيْتُم مَّا تَحْرُثُونَ أَأَنتُمْ تَزْرَعُونَهُ أَمْ نَحْنُ الزَّارِعُونَ. Why don't you observe the seeds that you are planting? Are you causing the crops to grow, or are we causing the crops to grow? أخرج شبعه فآذره فاستغلظ فاستوى على سوقه. Allah causes the seed to split, the sprout to come out, the tiny sprout. Thereafter it is sent and فاستغلظ فاستوى على سوقه, that is able to stand on its own stem. What is the color of the sand? Brown. What is the color of the water? Colorless. That seed you put in the ground, lifeless. Yet somewhere is an apple, somewhere is an orange, somewhere is a coconut, somewhere is a mango. As we observe the mango, that beautiful color on the outside, which dye factory does that tree have contact with? That sweet taste like sugar on the inside, which sugar well does it have contact with? That coconut, we say king coconut, break it open. Beautiful sweet water, which sugar well did it have contact with? Where's the honey coming from? Where's the sweetness coming from? The seed on the ground, the coconut 40 foot high. Where's the pump? How is the water traveling upwards? How is the law of gravity being defined? أَمَّنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَأَنْزَلَ لَكُمْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً فَأَنْبَتْنَا بِهِ حَدَائِقَ ذَاتَ بَهْجَةٍ مَا كَانَ لَكُمْ أَنْ تُنْبِتُوا شَجَرَهَا أَإِلَٰهٌ مَعَ اللَّهِ بَلْ هُمْ قَوْمٌ يَعْدِلُونَ أَمَّنْ جَعَلَ الْأَرْضَ قَرَارًا وَجَعَلَ خِلَالَهَا أَنْهَارًا وَجَعَلَ لَهَا رَوَاسِي وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَ الْبَحْرَيْنِ حَاجِزًا أَإِلَٰهٌ مَعَ اللَّهِ أَإِلَٰهٌ مَعَ اللَّهِ Look at the man in this Quran is calling out to you. Why don't you observe the way the heavens and earth are created? Why don't you observe the fruit and vegetation Allah is giving you? Every day, how many animals are slaughtered for the dastarkhan of this insan? How many sheep, how many hen, how many chickens, how many goats, how many cows every day are slaughtered for the dastarkhan of this insan? That milk which you are drinking, نسقيكم مما في بطونها من بين فرث ودم لبنا خالصا سائغا للشاربين. What is inside that cow? One side meat, other side blood, other side droppings. And in between all this, Allah says, لبنا خالصا سائغا للشاربين. Beautiful white milk. There is no trace of the blood, no trace of the droppings, no trace of the meat. And no smell of the inside of the cow. If Allah had to raise the intelligence of that cow, do you think it will give you the milk for free? Who gives you anything for free? Allah kept that animal with minimal intelligence so it gives you the milk for free. And then Allah Ta'ala created the udder of the cow in such a position that if that cow is dying out of thirst, the cow itself cannot drink its own milk. Allah has put the milk in such a position that only you can get it. The cow itself cannot get its own milk. All these things around us are announcing to us. وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. You know, insan, enumerate, ponder, reflect over the ni'mat, over the bounties of Allah upon you. سَنُرِيهِمْ آيَاتِنَا فِي الْآفَاقِ وَفِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَتَّى يَتَبَيَّنَ لَهُمْ أَنَّهُ الْحَقِّ. Allah says, we will show you our signs in the horizons within yourself. That is the signs around us, what about within us? How many different signs of Allah there is within this insan? Just this hand, the thumb in a certain position. If the thumb was not on the side, it was in the center, the hand would be useless. Where did this design come from? And then the fingertip. Not so hard that it is rigid. Not so soft that you can't grasp anything between the two. And Allah has placed such effect in the signature that you put your hand upon your wife, different feeling. Put your hand upon your daughter, different feeling. Put your hand upon your son, different feeling. Put your hand upon your father, different feeling. Put your hand on your mother, different feeling. Put your hand on your friend, different feeling. Put your hand on your enemy, different feeling. Fire inside. The fingertip is talking. I have touched hot, I have touched cold, I have touched slimy. How many different signs there around us? These elbows. If Allah didn't give us this elbow, then what were you going to do? How are you going to eat? The next person will have to feed you, you'll have to feed him. And when you want to change your clothes, how are you going to change your clothes? These knees in a certain position, eyes in a certain position, ears in a certain position. Just the ability to move, even this ability to move, to turn, this is such a great ni'mat of Allah. One relative went for an operation. After the operation, they told him that the stitches are still fresh. So he must lie still for 6 hours, don't move, otherwise the stitches may rupture and internal bleeding will start. 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. Eventually he couldn't take it. He says, I have to move. What they say in Urdu, karwat badalna, to turn. Just to turn. He says, I can't lie still anymore. I have to turn. I don't care if the stitches rupture. Just this ability to turn is such a great ni'mat of Allah. This urine. He said, the kidney is the size of a walnut. I don't know if you get walnut in Sri Lanka. The kidney is the size of a walnut, small nut. It has 100,000 holes, 100,000 stainers. Around that kidney is a road, blood vessels, 72 kilometers long. An object the size of a walnut with 100,000 holes, with a rope tied around it, 72 kilometers long. Ask ourselves, my beloved brothers, which urologist or specialist really knows what is going on in that kidney? It's impossible for him to know. But obviously he's not going to tell you that. Because if he tells you that, then how is he going to justify the bill that he's charging you? You know, he said, like one person, he phoned his doctor up. He said, doctor, I'm walking. The doctor says, see, I told you I'll get you to walk. I'm a very good doctor. So he says, no, that's not the reason I'm walking. When I got your bill, I had to sell my car, I was forced to walk. You don't want to run the doctors down, but the other day, one doctor, He said a very interesting thing. He said the medical profession is the best profession. Why? Because Allah gives the shifa and we charge the bill. That tiny kidney, 100,000 holes, strainer, the blood is passing through it, urine sent one side, the clean blood sent forth. The little chalni, that strainer in your kitchen, where you sift the flour, after a while it gets clogged. How is this kidney not getting clogged? Years and years carrying out this function. One 70-year-old man, his urine got stopped. He went to the doctor. The doctor put the pipe, catheter, whatever it was, and he was able to relieve himself. Then the doctor presented the bill. The old man started crying. The doctor thought that maybe he can't afford it. He said, okay, I'll take the bill half, 50% discount. So this old man said, I'm not crying because I can't afford to pay your bill. Why are you crying? He said, 70 years of my life, there was one being that was doing this work for me, he never charged me. Today is the first time I went to a human being and already I have to pay. Harun Rashid was a Khalifa ruling three continents. Ruler of three continents, one day he was sitting with the Muhaddith Muhammad bin Simak rahimahullah. So he told him, "Izni, give me nasihat, advise me." So Muhammad bin Simak says to him that, "Oh Harun, think that you are out on a journey and you get separated from your army and from your companions, you are alone. And you got no provisions with you. You are hungry, you are thirsty. Eventually you are on the brink of starvation. And somebody comes with one bowl of water, what will you pay for the bowl of water?" He said, "Aatihi lisna mulki, I'll give him half my kingdom for the bowl of water." So he says, "Okay, you took the bowl of water and you drank it." And then it got stuck. And you are unable to urinate. And you are writhing in pain and in agony. The urine is not coming out. Allah protect us from that sickness. If somebody comes to you and says they will give you relief, they will allow the urine to come out, what will you give him? He said, "Aatihi lisna mulki, I'll give him half my kingdom." And Muhammad bin Simak smiles. And he says, "Inna mulkan. قيمه نصفه الشربة وقيمه نصفه البولة لصديق الله يتنافس فيه." And oh Harun, that kingdom, half of which is equal in value to a bowl of water and half of which is equal to a bowl of urine, how is it that you disobey Allah in seeking such a kingdom? What value is there in this dunya? Allah has not sent us for any other purpose, my respected brothers, but to recognize Allah. And everything around us, within ourselves, around us, each thing is calling us out. Recognize the qudrat of Allah. Recognize the fame of Allah. Recognize the deen of your Allah. Allah is the nur. Allah is the light. Allah is the effulgence of the heavens and the earth. Allahu nuru samawati wal ard. Mathalu nurihi kamishkatin fiha misbah. Al misbah fi zujaja. Al zujaja kaannaha kawkabun durri. Yuqadu min shajaratin mubarakatin zaytuna. La sharqiyya wala gharbiyya. Yakadu zaytuha yudhi. ولو لم تمسسه نار نور على نور يهدي الله لنوره من يشاء. Allah is the nur, Allah is the effulgence, Allah is the light of the heavens and the earth. Everything around us is shining with the nur of Allah. Every droplet of rainwater is shining with Allah's nur. Every blade of grass is shining with Allah's nur. Every wisp of air is shining with Allah's nur. Everything around us is inviting us. Recognize your Allah. Recognize the qudrat of your Allah. Recognize the favor of your Allah. Rabbul Mashriq wal Maghrib. Rabbul Mashriqain wa Rabbul Maghribain. Rabbul Mashariq wa Rabbul Magharib. Rabbul Samawati Saba wa Rabbul Arshil Azeem. East, west, north, south, above, below. أينما تولوا فثم وجه الله. Turn in any direction and you will find Allah. Allah has to become matloob. Allah has to become maqsood. Allah has to become the goal. Allah has to become the qibla, the direction of this heart. This heart has to be immersed with the love of Allah. What is Allah saying in the Quran? وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا والذين آمنوا أشد حبا لله. Who are the people of Iman? Their love for Allah is intense. What is this أشد حبا لله? Ulama say it is ish. What is Iman? That we become aashiq on Allah. We become fana on Allah, finish ourselves on Allah. That verse of the Quran where Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is commanded, قُلْ tell them, O my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّ الصَّلَاةِ وَالنُّسُكِ وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Tell them, verily my salah, my sacrifices, my living, my dying, everything is for Allah. If you want to know how much Allah's love has entered his heart, if you want to know how much we have recognized Allah, if you want to know how much our living is for Allah, sometimes the room is dark. You can't see anything. You can't see the pillars, you can't see the fan, you can't see the blower, you can't see the chatai on the floor. Switch the light on and everything you can see. Like that, ulama explained, if you want to see how much Allah is in his heart, let's stand on the musalla and say Allahu Akbar. Say Allahu Akbar in salah, and that which comes in front of you, that is in his heart. What is the type of salah that somebody is making today? Allahu Akbar, the wife in front. Allahu Akbar, the shop in front. Allahu Akbar, the dunya in front. Everything else but Allah. Like he said one place, the Imam Sahib, Asr Salah, after 3 rakat he made Salah. The whole congregation, no one knew. One person stood up and said, Molita, today you only read 3 rakat, somebody said 4. The Molita said, at least there was one person who had khushu, was concentrating in his Salah. He says, no, I wasn't concentrating. I got 4 shops. In each rakat I do the hisab of 1 shop. Today I only finished 3, that's how I realized you only read 3 rakat. That which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, يَأْتِي عَلَى النَّاسِ زَمَانٌ يَأْتِي عَلَى النَّاسِ زَمَانٌ يُصَلُّونَ وَلَا يُصَلُّونَ. He said, a time will come upon my ummah. They will be reading salah, but that which they will be reading will not be salah. Outwardly it will look like salah, up, down, kiss the ground, turn around. Outwardly it will look like salah, but his heart will not be beating with the love of Allah. What is the salah that the ummah was given? قَسَمْتُ الصَّلَاةَ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ عَبْدِي قَسَمْتُ الصَّلَاةَ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ عَبْدِي. حَدِيثِ قُدْسِي. Allah says, I have divided salah between myself and my slave. When my slave stands on the musalla and says, Allahu Akbar, what is the kibriyai of Allah? What is the jalal of Allah? What is the azmat of Allah? The sun is 93 million miles away from us. The sun is only one star. This solar system in which we are living, the sun, 9 planets, 31 moons, 30,000 asteroids, thousands of comets and meteors in constant motion. The sun is not still, it is moving. It moves at the speed of 720 kilometers an hour. 17,280,000 kilometers every day the sun moves. And it is said the sun is one of 2 billion stars. 2 billion stars in this galaxy in which we are. This galaxy is so vast that if you travel at the speed of light, 186,282 miles per second, or in kilometers, 300,000 kilometers per second. At that speed, in 1 year, you will cover a distance of approximately 9.5 trillion kilometers. It is said this galaxy is 125,000 light years. And there are millions and millions of other such galaxies. And all of this is Sama'ul Dunya, the first heaven. Above this is the second heaven, third heaven, fourth heaven, fifth heaven, sixth heaven, seventh heaven. Above that is the sea. Above that is the Arsh of Allah. Can we imagine the greatness of Allah, the Kibriya of Allah? Yet when a person goes onto the Musalla, فَمَنْ قَامَ لِلْتَكْبِيرِ لَا فَتْهُ رَحْمَةٌ فَمَنْ قَامَ لِلْتَكْبِيرِ لَا فَتْهُ رَحْمَةٌ وَكَانَ كَعَبْدٍ بَابُ مَوْلَاهُ يَقْرَعُ. Jalab Rasulullah says that person who stands on the Musalla, when he says Allahu Akbar, Allah's rahmat covers him. وَكَانَ كَعَبْدٍ بَابُ مَوْلَاهُ يَقْرَعُ. The example of him is like a person who tap, 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 he is knocking on the arsh of Allah. وَصَارَ لِلَبِّ الْعَرْشِ حِينَ صَلَاتِهِ نَجِيًّا. And when he starts speaking in salah, he is talking directly to Allah. فَيَا تُوبَاهُ لَوْ كَانَ يَخْشَعُ. Mubarak to him if only he had khushu in the salah. قَسَمْتُ الصَّلَاةَ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ عَبْدِي. Allah says, I have divided salah between myself and my slave. When my slave says, Allahu Akbar, every distance, every boundary, every obstacle between us and Allah is removed. Allah is directly attentive. When we say, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, all praise is due to Allah, who is the Rabb of every alam. Allah, Allah, Allah himself responds, Hamidani Abdi. My slave has praised me. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Asna Alayya Abdi. Maliki Yawm Al-Din, Majjadani Abdi. Allah is calling out. Allah is responding. Yet what is the type of salah that we are making? Allahu Akbar, no thought of Allah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Maliki Yawm Al-Din, Iyaka Na'budu Wa Iyaka Nasta'in. The tongue is saying it, the heart is empty of Allah. He goes into ruku', Subhana Rabbi Al-Azim. The tongue is saying it, still no thought of Allah. Sami Allahu Liman Hamida. Allah has heard the one who has praised him. Get up for coma, Rabbana Laka Al-Hamd. Oh my Allah, for you is all praise. The tongue is saying it, still the heart is empty of Allah. Then he goes down into sajda. Sajda! أَقْرَبُ مَا يَكُونُ الْعَبْدُ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ وَمُتَاجِدْ. Allah Rasul said, you cannot go closer. You cannot go closer to Allah than you are when you are in sajda. What should waqtarif? Waqtarif. In sajda, you are so close to Allah. This forehead is on the ground. On his tongue is Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. Glory be to Allah, who is the highest. And still, 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 not for 1 second is the thought of Allah in his heart. Allah calls out. Allah calls out. Allah does not need us. Allah does not need us. سبح لله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم. Every entity in the heavens and the earth is already making tasbih of Allah. Allah does not need this puny, tiny insan. Yet Allah's shafqat, Allah's mercy, Allah's kindness, Allah calls out, يَبْنَ آدَمْ إِلَى مَنْ تَلْتَفِتْ إِلَى مَنْ هُوَ خَيْرٌ مِنِّي. O Ibn Adam, O insan, to whom are you turning your attention? To whom are you turning your attention to? إِلَى مَنْ هُوَ خَيْرٌ مِنِّي. Is there something better for you than your Allah? Is someone else giving you the air to breathe?
Is someone else giving you the eyes to see? Is someone else giving you the hands to grasp? Is someone else giving you the feet to walk? Has someone else given you life? Has someone else created the heavens and earth? إِلَى مَنْ تَلْتَفِتْ إِلَى مَنْ هُوَ خَيْرٌ مِنِّي. To whom are you turning your attention? Is there something better than your Allah? First time Allah calls out. Second time Allah calls out. يَبْنَ آدَمْ إِلَى مَنْ تَلْتَفِتْ إِلَى مَنْ هُوَ خَيْرٌ مِنِّي. Third time Allah calls out. يَبْنَ آدَمْ إِلَى مَنْ تَلْتَفِتْ إِلَى مَنْ هُوَ خَيْرٌ مِنِّي. Still, if his heart doesn't come back towards Allah, even in salah his heart is not beating with the love of Allah. Even in salah, يُرَعُونَ النَّاسِ وَلَا يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. Allah says this is the salah of the munafiqeen, that they will not remember Allah in this salah but little. Third time Allah calls out, still, if he does not respond, then it is mentioned in the hadith that salah rises up in a dark and an ugly form. لُفَّتْ كَمَا يُلَفُّ ثَوْبُ الْخَلِقِ ثُمَّ ضُرِبَ بِهَا وَجْهُ. It is wrapped up like a dirty rag and a dirty cloth and flung back at the face of that musalli. And that salah makes bad-dua, curses that musalli. بَيَّعَكَ اللَّهُ كَمَا بَيَّعَتَنِي. May Allah destroy you like you destroyed me. When the salah of the ummah is cursing us, then my respected brothers, how can we expect the conditions in this world to become good? We are wondering about tsunamis, we are wondering about earthquakes, we are wondering about natural calamities and disasters. We are wondering why is the tide of aggression turned against us. How much has this ummah recognized Allah? How much has this ummah understood the right of Allah? There is no other goal, there is no other purpose. وَرِضْوَانٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ وَرِضْوَانٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. The pleasure of Allah, this is the greatest thing. This is why we were sent. The need, the cry, the call of the hour. It appears to go person to person, town to town, gully to gully, alley to alley, and hold the hand of one person and call out to them, فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. Run back to Allah, run back to Allah, run back to Allah. The doors of Allah's mercy are open. Allah is waiting. This month of Ramadan, Ali radiallahu ta'ala needs to say, لو أراد الله أن يعذب أمة محمد ما أعطاهم رمضان. If Allah wanted to punish the Ummat of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah would not have given them this month of Ramadan. The month of Allah's mercy, the month of forgiveness. Allah is giving us excuses. Come back to your Allah, knock the door of Allah. In the Bani Israel, there was one youngster, his name was Kifl. Badmash. Every type of wrong was there in his life. He pays a woman 60 dinar for one night of haram. 60 dinar, today's currency, is probably several hundred thousand rupees. 60 coins of gold for one night. When he goes into solitude with this woman, as he enters the room, she starts crying, she starts sobbing. He says, why are you crying? She says, I am not the type of woman you think I am. This is the first time that I've done something like this. Sold myself for 60 dinars. He says, why did you do it if you are not that type of woman? He says, hunger, need, poverty forced me to do this. I had no food. Now I fear what I am about to do, how am I going to account to Allah? How am I going to answer in the court of Allah? When people hear this, he thinks to himself, your whole life you have done this. Your whole life you have broken every command of Allah. And you are not worried. This young girl, this is the first time she is doing this already. She fears what is going to happen to her in the court of Allah. So this strikes the heart of Kifr. So he says to that woman, you can keep the money. I will not make you do haram. Make dua for me also. He says that and he returns back home. Then he enters his house. He goes into the bed and he sleeps away. Taqdeer of Allah becomes ghalib. Kifr dies the same night. Now what was the normal expectation? The people knew that this is a scoundrel. The people knew that this was a wretched person. Every haram he did in his life. It was possible that they wouldn't even make his janazah. It was possible they would have taken his body and dumped it in some rubbish heap outside the town. So in order for that not to happen, the next morning on the door of Kifl, Allah's Rasul Rasam says, on the door of Kifl, in lines of noor was written, إِنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ غَفَرَ لِلْكِفْلِ. Allah has made the maghfirat of Kifl. Kifl is a jannati. One night sincere tawbah, an entire life of haram, of badmashi, Allah wipes it away on one night of tawbah. We cannot imagine the extent of the mercy of Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَبْسُطُ يَدَهُ بِاللَّيْلِ لِيَتُوبَ مُسِيءُ النَّهَارِ وَيَبْسُطُ يَدَهُ بِالنَّهَارِ لِيَتُوبَ مُسِيءُ اللَّيْلِ. Allah stretches out the hand of mercy at night so that the sinner of the day may come back to Allah. And Allah stretches out the hand of mercy in the day so that the sinner of the night may come back to Allah. The greatest sinner, in the dead of the night he calls out, Ya Allah. One, Allah responds 70 times, Labbaik, 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 Ya Abdi. Oh my slave, I am present, what is it that you want? What is it that you want? 100 times he calls out, Ya Allah, 100 times Allah will respond. You will get tired of calling, Allah will not get tired of responding. Such a merciful Allah. The door of Tawbah is open. This ummah has to knock the door of Tawbah. This ummah has to come back to Allah. If we want the love of Allah, if we want the mercy of Allah, if we want the forgiveness of Allah, if we want the compassion of Allah, then there is a medium, there is a bridge, and that is Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. كَلَّمُوا مُحَمَّدٍ صلى الله عليه وسلم that if you love Allah, then follow me. Follow Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. Allah will love you and Allah will forgive your sins. Such a Nabi this ummah was given. He said, Musa alayhi salam made dua to Allah. Rabbish rahli sadri. Oh Allah, open my heart. For Muhammad sallallahu alayhi salam, without dua, alam nashrah laka sadra. Did we not open your heart for you? Musa alayhi salam made dua to Allah. وَيَسِّرْ لِي أَمْرِي. Oh Allah, make my affairs, make my work easy for me. For Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, without dua, وَوَضَعْنَا عَنْكَ وِزْرَكَ. We lifted your board, we lifted your weight, we made your task easy for you. Ibrahim alayhi salam, as he is being flung in the fire, is making dua, حَسْبِيَ اللَّهِ, حَسْبِيَ اللَّهِ. wa ni'mal wakil. May Allah become sufficient for me. May Allah become sufficient for me. Ibrahim alayhi salam makes dua for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam without dua. Ya ayyuhan nabi hasbukallah. Oh my nabi, Allah is already sufficient for me. Ibrahim alayhi salam makes dua. Wajnubni wa baniya na'bud al-asnam. Oh Allah, protect my progeny from idol worship. Ibrahim alayhi salam makes dua for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam without dua. Innama yuridullah liyudhhiba ankum ar-rijsa ahl al-bayt wa yutahhirakum tathheera. Oh Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we have already made the decision to protect your family members from idol worship. Ibrahim alayhi salam makes dua. Wala tukhzini yawma yub'athoon. Oh Allah, do not disgrace me on the day of judgment. For Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam without dua, يَوْمَ لَا يُخْزِ اللَّهُ النَّبِيُّ. The day of judgment is that day when Allah will not disgrace His Nabi. Such a Nabi this ummah was given. Ibrahim alayhi salam makes dua, وَجْعَلِّي لِسَانَ صِدْقٍ فِي الْآخِرِينَ. Oh Allah, let my name be remembered in the generations to come. Ibrahim alayhi salam makes dua, keep my name alive. That is why when we read Durood e Ibrahim, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim. He made this dua, Ya Allah, keep my name alive for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam without dua. Wa rafa'na laka dhikra. We raise your dhikr, we raise your mention to such an extent. Allah dhukir illa dhukir tama'i. From now till Qiyamah, my name will not be taken except that your name will be taken with my name. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Together, never to be separated. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu makes tafsir of this. Wa rafa'na laka dhikra. Allah dhukir illa dhukir tama'i. My name with your name, never to be separated. Fil adhan wal iqama wal tashahud wa yawm al jumu'ati ala al manabir ويوم الفطر ويوم الأضحى وعند الجمار وبين الصفا والمروة وفي عرفة وفي خطبة النكاح وفي مشارق الأرض ومغاربها. The name of Allah with the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, never to be separated, not in adhan, not in iqamat, not in tashahud in salah, not on the day of Jumu'ah and the members of the entire world, not on the day of Eid al-Fitr, not on the day of Eid al-Adha, not in Arafah, not in Mina, not between Safa and Marwa, not in the Khutbah of Nikah, and not in the East or the West will the name of Allah ever be separated from the name of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Such a Nabi this ummah was given. Allah Ta'ala addressed Ada Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam. When Allah addressed them in the Quran, Allah addressed them by their name. Ya Adam uskun anta wa zawjuka al-jannah. Wa qila ya Nuh ubid bi salamin minna. Wa nadaynahu ya Ibrahim. Wa ma tilka bi yaminika ya Musa. Ya Zakariya inna nubashiruka bi ghulam. Ya Yahya khudhil kitaba bi quwwa. Ya Dawood inna ja'alnaka khalifa. Ya Isa ibn Maryam anta qulta lin-nas. Other Anbiya were addressed by their name more than 220 times in the Quran. Allah addresses Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never once by his name. Allah uses laqab, Allah uses title. Ya ayyuhal nabi, ya ayyuhal rasul, ya ayyuhal muzammil, ya ayyuhal mudassir. Allah uses title. Once some Bedouin desert dwellers, they were not cultured. They came from outside Medina Munawwara. They stood outside the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Muhammad! They shouted his name. Immediately Jibreel is sent. La taj'alu du'a rasuli baynakum ka du'a ba'dikum ba'da. When I do not address my Nabi by his name, how can you address him by his name? Do not address the Nabi like you address one another. That maqam, that status of Nabi Allah gave this ummah. And what was his entire life, my respected brothers? No stone was left unturned. Everything placed on the mantle of sacrifice for this ummah. Sacrifice upon sacrifice upon sacrifice. Married to the richest woman in Makkah, Khadija radiallahu anha. Yet the day comes that he stands on Mount Safa. Ya Jibreel, walladhi nafsu Muhammadin biyadihi, ma amsa li ali Muhammad, sufatun min daqiq, wala kaffatun min sha'ir. O Jibreel, by the qasam of that being, in whose hands lies the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, today in the home of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there isn't one grain of wheat or even one strand of barley. The home was empty. 3 years in the valley of Abu Talib, Shi'ab Abi Talib, the family of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is boycotted. Such is the extent of hunger that one of the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is urinating. He hears his urine striking on a strange town. Investigates, he finds a piece of leather. He washes the same leather, boils it and drinks the same water. The beloved daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Fatima radiallahu anha, is mentioned in the riwayat that she would hold the dress of her mother, Ummi al-Atash, Ummi al-Atash, Ummi al-Atash. Oh my mother, I am thirsty. Oh my mother, I am thirsty. Oh my mother, I am thirsty. What must have passed through the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to see his family in this level of suffering? There was no food, there was no water. He stands on Mount Safa. By Allah's qasam, Jibreel, today there is nothing in the home of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This call reaches the arch of Allah. إِذْ سَمِعَ فِي السَّمَاءِ وَجْبَى. All of a sudden a thunderous explosion is heard. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam becomes worried. أَمَرَ اللَّهُ سَعَةً تَقُومْ. O Jibreel, has Allah ordered Qiyamah? Has Allah ordered Qiyamah to come? Jibreel says, no. Your call has reached the arch of Allah. Allah has sent Israfil, Sahib al-Qarn, the angel that is holding the trumpet in his mouth. Allah has sent Israfil. He has never ever come to the dunya before. Israfil presents himself in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inna rabbaka sami'a kalamak wa ba'athani ilayk bi mafatihi khaza'in al-ard an u'ridha alayka an usayyira ma'aka jibala tihama zahab wa fidda wa zumurrud wa yaqut abdan rasula o malika rasula. Israfil says, your Rabb has heard you and he has sent me with the keys to the treasures of the entire world. And he has sent me to offer you, if you want, we will turn the entire Tihama range of mountains into gold, into silver, into sapphires, into emeralds, into rubies. And it will follow you wherever you go. Do you want to be a Nabi who is a slave? Or do you want to be a Nabi who is a king? He looked towards Jibreel. Jibreel made ishara and tawaga. Jibreel indicated downwards. What did he respond? Bal abadan rasula. Bal abadan rasula. I want to be a Nabi who is a slave. Arada alayya rabbi. Arada alayya rabbi. An yaj'ala batha'a makka. Zahab wa fidda wa zumurrud wa yaqut. Fa abayt. قلت يا ربي أجوع يوما وأشبع يوما إذا جعت تضرعت إليك وسألت وإذا شبعت حمدتك وشكرت. He said, my Rabb offered me, you know, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you want, we will turn the mountain ranges of Makkah into gold for you. I said, no my Rabb, no my Rabb. Let me get food one day. The day when I eat, I will thank you and I will praise you. And let me go hungry the other day. The day when I am hungry, I will cry in front of you and I will ask from you. Ikhtiyari, voluntarily, he chose poverty. He chose difficulty, he chose hardship. Why? Because he knew majority of his ummah will be in poverty. He knew majority of his ummah will be in hardship. And through that qurbani, through that hunger, through that sacrifice, through that difficulty, Allah has kept the hidayat of the ummah. That hunger is not in vain. That qurbani is not in vain. That sacrifice is not in vain. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said whenever he would go on journey, he would meet his family members, meet Sahaba. The last person he would meet would be Fatima radiallahu anha. Then he would read Surakat Salah and he would go in the path of Allah. When he returned back, Surakat Salah, and the first person he would meet was Fatima. So that the period of separation from Fatima would be the least, so much of love he had for her. When he returns from one such journey, Fatima, seeing the condition of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, she burst into tears. Ya Fatima, ma yukik? Fatima, why are you crying? She says, Araka ya Rasulullah, qad shahaba lawnuk wa khlulaka thiyabuk. She says, oh my father, your clothes have become tattered and torn. Your face has changed color. I can see the signs of hunger and suffering upon you. How can I not cry? How can I not cry? Ya Fatima la tabki. Oh Fatima, do not cry. Why? Because this hunger is not in vain. The sacrifice is not in vain. This is the fertilizer. This is the water by which Allah will water the gardens of hidayat for my ummah. This is the water by which my ummah will be saved from Jahannam. Ya Fatima, la tabki, do not cry. Fa inna Allah ba'atha ba'ki bi amrin. La yabqa ala zahri al-ardi baytu madarin wala wabarin wala sharin. Illa adkhalahu Allah fihi izzan aw zullan hatta yablugha hadha al-amr min haythu yablughu al-layl wa fi riwayah min haythu yablughu al-layl wa an-nahar wa kama qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Allah has sent your father with such a deen that the day will come, this deen, this light of hidayat will enter into every home, whether of baked brick or unbaked brick, whether made out of animal hair or wool. This deen will enter every home on the surface of the earth. But Fatima, this qurbani has to be given. This sacrifice has to be given. On one occasion he knocks the door of Fatima radiallahu anha. With a weak voice he asks, who is it? He says, it is your father. Wa ma'i Imran bin Hussein. And with me is Imran bin Hussein, one Arab leader. With a weak voice from inside he responds, my father, I cannot open for you. I cannot open for you. Why? He says, with you is Imran. With you is Imran. And I don't have cloth, chadar, a cloak to cover myself. Today, if we don't introduce our wife to our friend, and the friend gets upset, he says, you insulted me, you didn't introduce me to your wife. One is the culture of animalism and the other is the culture of Islam. One is the culture of shamelessness and the other is the culture of haya and shame. Nabi Muhammad SAW said, Al-Imanu wal-Haya'u Qurana'u Jami'a Iza Rufi'a Ahadu Ma Rufi'a Al-Akhar. Iman and haya and shame are two inseparable entities. If there is no haya and shame and modesty, there is no Iman. Without haya, there is no Iman. This is Fatima, the queen of the women of Jannah, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and a Sahabi. And she says, I don't have cloth to cover myself, I cannot open. I cannot make parda, so I cannot allow you to enter because Imran is with you. Nabi Islam takes off his own chadar and cloak, passes into the house. Fatima covers herself. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam enters. Straight away she clings to him, she bursts into tears. She starts sobbing. His chin is on the top of her head. And her whole body is shaking and she's sobbing. امراض, اسقاف, اوجاع, sicknesses overtaken me, hunger has overtaken me, difficulty has overtaken me, my breasts are dry, I cannot feed my own children. He says, O Nabi of Allah, 3 days have passed. 3 days have passed and I have not had one morsel of food to eat. He consoles her. Hawini alayk. Hawini alayk. O Fatima, do not make this difficult. Fatima, do not make this difficult. وَالَّذِي بَعْثَ بَعْكِ بِالْحَقِّ مَا زُقْتُ مُنْدُ ثَلَاثَةَ أَيَّامٍ زَوَاقَ. By the qasam of Allah, by Allah's qasam, your father also has not eaten for 3 days. 3 days have passed and not one morsel of food has entered my stomach. وَكَفَى بِكِ شَرَفًا أَن تَكُونِي سَيِّدَةَ نِسَاءِ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ. O Fatima, is it not sufficient for you that you will go through this hunger? You will go through this difficulty and hardship, and Allah has made you the queen of the women of Jannah. Jannah is not cheap. Akhirat is not cheap. Allah's love and ta'alluq is not cheap. This price is expensive. إِنَّ سِلَاتَ اللَّهِ غَالِيَا إِنَّ سِلَاتَ اللَّهِ الْجَنَّةِ. The price of Allah is expensive. The price of Allah is Jannah. This ummah is not an ordinary ummah. Open up the annals of history. If you want to find Allah, if you want the pleasure of Allah, if you want the closeness of Allah, our day has to become the day of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our night, the night of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our fikr, our cry, our concern, that of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What was his day? What was his night? What was his fikr? What was this qurbani for? This dard, this pain, this concern, this worry. How one person can be saved from Jahannam and go to Jannah. One person to be saved from Jahannam and go to Jannah. There was a Jewish youngster, 15-year-old boy. He would come to the majlis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Few days he doesn't come. He asked Sahaba, where is he? They say he is sick. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, walk, right to Banu Qurayza. 8-9 kilometers from Medina, walking for one Jewish boy. Goes to the house, enters, the boy is on the deathbed, the father is standing there. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam begs that child, read the Kalima, Allah will save you from Jahannam. The boy looks to his father, the Jews Maloon, they already knew the truth. يَعْرِفُونَهُ كَمَا يَعْرِفُونَ أَبْنَاءَهُمْ. They recognized that this was the Nabi of Allah. So this father says, Ate Abul Qasim, obey Abul Qasim. The youngster says, أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّكَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. And passes away. When Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam comes out of the house, his face is shining. Sahaba says, Ya Rasulullah, what has happened? How is your face shining, beaming with joy? He says, Alhamdulillah, الَّذِي أَنْقَذَهُ بِي مِنَ النَّارِ. All praise is due to my Allah, who used me to save him from Jahannam. Who used me to save him from Jahannam. One Jewish boy, this extent of worry for one person. He caught the whole of the hands of Ali radiallahu anhu and he said, Ya Ali, لَأَنْ يَهْدِيَ اللَّهُ بِكَ رَجُلًا وَاحِدًا خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنْ حَوْلِ النَّامِ. If Allah uses you for the hidayat of one person, this is better for you than great camels. And in another riwayat, خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِمَّا تَلَعَتْ أَيْهِ الشَّمْسِ. It is better for you than the whole world and whatever it contains. So to learn this responsibility, my respected brothers, this Mubarak month of Ramadan Allah has given us, this is the month of acceptance, this is the month when Allah wipes away our sins, this is the month when the doors of Allah's mercy are open. Let us get ourselves, our family members, the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam accepted for the work of Nabiya Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. To learn this work, our elders are saying, first step is for us to go 4 months in the path of Allah. So those of us who haven't been, now is the time, make niyat, inshallah. Everyone say inshallah, we'll go 4 months in the path of Allah. Say inshallah. Those of us who have been, 4 months every year in the path of Allah.
For more lectures, visit SLH.